Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Beth. When worrying about problems, you need to stop and shift your focus to being used by God to help someone else solve their problems. I've said this from time to time, but see, it's a real key to our personal and financial success. That's why the need to elaborate on this today. The thing that helps every believer in the midst of a crisis is to get eyes off their problems and start helping someone else. Because truthfully, there's always someone else worse off than you if you stop and look around.
Ephesians 6:8. Knowing that whatever good anyone does, he will receive his reward from the Lord, whether he is slave or free.
When we bless someone else, God will bless us. Not only will God do for us what we do for others, this whole process works to raise our level of expectation. That's right. Even in the midst of adversity, we need to expect God to open doors for us to bless others. Senator Robert Kennedy once said, "Some men see things as they are and say, why? I dream of things that never were and say, why not?" No born-again believer should ever possess a complacent or settle for kind of attitude or develop an unwillingness to change or to reach out to others. If we determine that our lot in life will always be the same, then we are denying the power of personal change and the supernatural promises found in the Word of God.
Numbers 23:19, this in the New Living Translation. God is not a man, so he does not lie. He is not human, so he does not change his mind. Has he ever spoken and failed to act? Has he ever promised and not carried it through?
If we feel that we'll never be able to fulfill the things God has stirred in our spirits or the dreams that he's given us, then we've settled for less than his best.
Proverbs 19:21 in the Classic Amplified Bible. Many plans are in a man's mind, but it is the Lord's purpose for him that will stand.
What is God's plan for you, for me, for us? What is it? Hear this question. What is it that God sees in your future that you don't? Let me ask that question again. What is it that God sees in your future that you don't?
3 John 2:1 says, "Beloved, I pray that you may prosper in every way and that your body may keep well, even as I know your soul keeps well and prospers." If God wants you to prosper in every area of your life, it doesn't seem to us like he wants everything to remain the same. Deuteronomy 8:18, this in the Classic Amplified Bible. "But you shall earnestly remember the Lord your God, for it is he who gives you power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant which he swore to your fathers as it is this day."
If God has given you the power to get wealth, and he has, to be successful, and he has, that should forever establish that he wants us to be agents of change, to create a better you, me, us, and a better world. If we're in debt, we need to be thinking about getting out of debt so we can be used by God. Because when we're in debt, our life is not our own. When we're burdened down with payments, all we can focus on is having enough money to make our payments. When we're living day to day, week to week, or even month to month, we will never be able to help ourselves, let alone other people.
2 Corinthians 9, 10 and 11. 2 Corinthians 9, verses 10 and 11 in the Classic Amplified Bible. For God is the one who provides seed for the farmer and then bread to eat. In the same way, he will provide and increase your resources and then produce a great harvest of generosity in you. Yes, you will be enriched in every way so that you can always be generous. And when we take your gifts to those who need them, they will thank God.
God wants us positioned financially so we're able to bless other folks who will in turn thank God for his loving kindness. Our ability to give to others will have a direct effect on whether or not they praise God. This can't happen when we're in debt, where we're a slave to the money lenders and barely able to help ourselves, let alone anyone else.
Philemon 1, 6 and 7. Philemon 1, 6 and 7 in the Message Bible. And I keep praying that this faith we hold in common keeps showing up in the good things we do, and that people recognize Christ in all of it. Friend, you have no idea how good your love makes me feel. Doubly so when I see your hospitality to fellow believers.
Remember the old military recruiting poster that says, Uncle Sam, won't you? Well, according to the scripture, God wants you. He wants you to be generous, debt-free, bringing glory and honor to his name. God wants you, me, us, positioned to help others. He wants us positioned to make a difference today and tomorrow.
Luke 9, 62. Luke 9, verse 62 in the Contemporary English Version. Jesus answered, anyone who starts plowing and keeps looking back isn't worth a thing to God's kingdom.
If we want a better tomorrow, hear this. If we want a better tomorrow, then we must let go of our desire for a better yesterday. We cannot continually think about what was or what could have been if we want to create a new reality of what will be. We need to ask ourselves, do we spend more time thinking about the past or planning for the future? What are we doing today to ensure that we'll have the kind of life we want tomorrow? Do we know how to get from where we are to where we want to be? Our future is not in the past, but it's determined by what we do today as seeds for tomorrow's harvest. Ecclesiastes 11:4 in the Living Bible. If you wait for perfect conditions, you'll never get anything done. We need to start looking today for previously unknown opportunities. We need to stop blaming someone else for our troubles and start accepting responsibility for any mistakes that we may have made.
1 John 2, verse 28 in the Message Bible. And now, children, stay with Christ. Live deeply in Christ. Then we'll be ready for him when he appears, ready to receive him with open arms, with no cause for red-faced guilt or lame excuses when he arrives.
I've often said that if you're good at making excuses, that's all you ever be good at. Don't make excuses. Make a difference by asking God to reveal opportunities to you beyond your natural eye or normal thought processes. If you feel you are the way you are because of a mistake in your past, choose, determine, decide to get past it. Determine to forgive and forget. It's over and done. It was an event and not who you are.
Ephesians 5, verses 15 and 16. Ephesians 5, 15 and 16 in the Classic Amplified Bible. Good advice for us. Look carefully then how you walk. Live purposefully and worthily and accurately. not as the unwise and witless, but as wise, sensible, intelligent people, making the very most of the time, buying up each opportunity, because the days are evil.
When opportunity comes knocking, we still have to get up and go answer the door. Determine, decide, and declare that you will not let fear paralyze you. Today, get up and get going about his business so you can bless others. Thomas Edison said, opportunity is missed by most people because it's dressed in overalls and looks like work. As I was meditating on this teaching, the Lord posed a question for each of us today. Here it is. What would we do if we knew this was our last day on planet Earth? Who would we want to see? What would we say to them? Is there something you'd want to do for them? Would you want to do something for others that would become a part of your legacy? Well, I don't believe this is your last day. God wants you to act like, he wants you to act like it is, doing things for others. This is how we're blessed to be a blessing. Let me give you two translations of Proverbs 11:25. First one, 11:25. First one's in the Message Bible. The one who blesses others is abundantly blessed. Those who help others are helped. Lastly, the New Living Translation of Proverbs 11:25. The generous will prosper. Those who refresh others will themselves be refreshed. If we want to be blessed and refreshed, if we want to be a blessing to others, if we want to be blessed to be blessed, it's simple. I like that, by the way. Blessed and refreshed. It's real simple. Seven words. Read your Bible. Do what it says. Hallelujah. If you've been blessed by the teaching, go to haroldherring.com. At the top where it says sow a seed, just ask God what seed he'd have you put in the ground. Do what he says. So we ever ask. And while you're there, check out this week's 2-minute video. And until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts.
God bless you. Bye-bye.